Welcome, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskettian here, Christian Center Report Daily Podcast. We're releasing this word this week. The Lord gave us on Sunday, which is the Lord is going to send out terror. He's going to send out hornets ahead of us. We are going to take what God has promised us into ourselves, our inheritance in this hour. All right, let's press in.
The angel armies come and confound the enemy. Rise up, my King and Deliverer. Rise up. Rise up, rise up, O God of the angel armies. Come and confound the enemy. Rise up, my King and Deliverer. Rise up.
Adonai, arise this hour. Rise up, O Lord. Rise up in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, welcome. It's Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. We're in a new month on the Gregorian calendar. We're still in the month of the feast, or in the season of the feast. We're counting the Omer until Pentecost. We'll talk more about that in the days ahead. We are at a moment in time where the Lord is going before us, and what He's preparing for us is a place that He has for us to abide and dwell in Him. Whatever you are crying out for that God has spoken to you, I've just learned in my journey to only cry out for what He has said is my portion. I struggle with some people that just want to claim stuff. You know, I want this, I want that, I just claim it. And I'm not saying you can't get it. You can believe for stuff. If you have enough faith, you can move a mountain. But is that what the Lord really wants or needs for you? Okay, He blesses His kids. You give your kids stuff you know they don't really need. You're hoping to learn from it, but you do that. And so we see that in Exodus also, where the Lord said He'd send an angel before them, but He wouldn't go. So you can have stuff without His full presence being there. That's side issue. So we're talking about the word we were given Sunday. We shared in the service, I saw the Lord, I had a vision. And I saw hornets going before us and taking out the enemy that is possessing what belongs to what has been promised to us. Now, you need to go research your past prophetic words. We're doing one for our city. That's a big one we're fighting for right now. The Lord told me to re-engage and go after it. And then Chuck Pierce, at his Passover conference last weekend, the Lord told him to release a word to repioneer old words that are still sitting there unfulfilled. Don't forget that. I shared it Sunday in my message. Joshua pioneered a word from Abraham that was 400 plus years old, and he saw it come to pass. Abraham pioneered a word of having a child for 25 years. On and on goes. There's so many stories in Scripture that took many, many years. Don't put a limit on the time and say, well, it's expired. No, it doesn't. Ezekiel 12 talks about how that God doesn't let words expire. He will not delay. If He promised it, He will do it. His word will not come back void. So this is really a word of hope this week, but it also is a help because this angel that the Lord is sending, and we can challenge what this angel, who this is. I'm not here to name the angel. An angel is good enough for me. I know this. He's a bad mamma jamma. I just made that word up. You've heard me say it, but this guy is powerful. He don't pardon you when you are rebellious and walk in transgression because the Lord's name's in him. He is there to take out some of the worst enemies, the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, the Canaanites, Hivites, Jebusites. These are some bad people. But He's been sent to take them all out. There's no limitation in what I can see in this story in Exodus 23 of what this angel cannot do. He brings a blessing, blesses the bread, the water, removes sickness, breaks all miscarrying or barrenness of words of the land, in your land. He'll fulfill the number of your days to make sure you finish what's been written for you, that you don't lose out your days. He'll send a terror before you and throw your enemy into confusion. And you'll see the enemies turn their backs and run from you. And then here's where we left off yesterday. I will send hornets ahead of you that they will drive out the Hivites, the Canaanites, and Hittites before you. Now, isn't that interesting? He leaves the Amorites and the Perizzites out in that story there. But he names some others there. So evidently, just him putting confusion drives out some others right there. Drives them out, and then basically the Hivites and the Canaanites are the last ones that left that need hornets. So I want you to catch this. There's a people, an enemy, I should say, that is holding your territory that they'll come out one way, but they'll have to have another anointing to come out another way or to be removed, cast out. But I want you to catch what the Lord's saying in this story, that the Lord has every weapon he needs to drive out every enemy of your life. To drive out every enemy for your city, your nation. His tool belt is full. His weapon cabinet is full of weapons. He'll use confusion. He'll use hornets here. We see those are the two big things that he's using right here. What's our responsibility? Be obedient. Fear the Lord. Don't willfully sin in this season. Don't serve the gods of the land that you're in. What's the God in your land? Whatever it is. I'm challenging myself on social media right now. I love information. I just love information. And I'm always trying to figure everything out, you know, just as get as much information as I can. And the Lord's telling me, back off and complete some other tasks. It's stealing time from other tasks that you have. So I'm challenging myself in this season. You challenge yourself. What are some of your enemies that are stealing your time and your effort? And I love this. Now, here's an interesting fact of this story. He says, I will not drive them out before you in a single year, that the land may not become desolate and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. Because what would happen if you drove your enemy out too fast, then what happens? There's nobody to habitate the land, and so beasts will come from everywhere. Remember when Jesus said, when you clean out a house, if you don't fill that house, the enemy comes back seven times worse? Well, that's a picture of that. So you have to have, not only when you take territory, you have to be able to maintain territory. So that's why in his grace, he drives out the enemy little by little, because that's what the passage goes on to say. I will drive them out before you little by little until you become fruitful and take possession of the land. So God wants to take them back where you start planting things, you start building things, you start producing, you start having harvest as you move forward until you have full possession of what God has for you. So you're going to have to see a little by little, but what you're going to see is the Lord's going to drive out the key enemies that are the strongholds. Those are the principalities, the powers that are giving strength to the enemy that holds your promise. There'll still be the enemies around because there's always going to be people who serve wickedness around you. But what they'll lose is the root strength of the power, the principalities that are giving them power where they are. And so you'll little by little even drive them back to a place where the land is yours. In other words, what God's promised you, you actually have possession of it. It's not just the fact that you are living there. Okay, we want to have possession of our territory. The Lord says, the meek shall inherit the earth. There's a power in owning land. It's one thing to rent land. You have authority, right? Because you're renting. You have a right to do some certain things there. How about owning the land? Nobody can tell you what to do on the land if you own it. So God is moving us into ownership right now, ownership of the inheritances that he's promised us, okay? So, and then he tells them where to fix their boundaries, and he tells them what their boundaries are. He said, I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you will drive them out before you. So first of all, he drives them out, the ones that he wants to get, the biggest giants the Lord's going to drive out. That's what I feel like the word's saying right now. The big ones that you cannot deal with. And you just can't. The Lord is, it's a spiritual warfare. And we're seated with him in heavenly places, yes, but this is darkness against darkness. I mean, darkness against light. And when light overcomes darkness, there are certain realms, like Michael had to go and fight against the Prince of Persia. Remember where Daniel had to pray for that? Daniel couldn't fight the Prince of Persia by himself. But the angel needed help from Daniel's prayer and repentance. And as he repented and prayed, the angel was empowered to overthrow the prince of Persia. Okay, these are biblical principles, right? So he will drive them out, and then you will drive them out. See the progress here? He comes, obedience, right? The angel comes before you. He drives out some of the big dogs, Amorites, Hittites, right? Pezites, whatever. The angel goes before you to bring you into the land. You don't worship what they're doing. And then all of a sudden, his terror goes and he throws them into confusion. They start running. And then he sends hornets against some other big dogs, the Canaanites, the Hittites. And then what happens? You start little by little taking the land. And then whatever enemies are left, you drive them out. You speak to them and say, come out now. Get out of here now. You speak to them, right? That's what you do. You do that very thing. Now, again, there's a second story in Joshua. We'll push into this a little bit. And they crossed over the Jordan. They came to Jericho, the Lord says, and the citizens, the Jericho fought against you, and the Amorite and the Perizzite. Remember those guys? The Canaanite and the Hittite and the Girgashite. And we had a new one there, Hivite and the Jebusite. These are all the ones we saw back in Exodus 23. Because God was promising to the Israel what they were going to have. And thus I gave them into your hand, which he did. And then he says, then I sent the hornet before you. Verse 12, this is Joshua 24, 12. I sent the hornet before you, and I drove it out for two kings of the Amorites. This is what he prophesied back in 23 of Exodus. Amorites before you, but not by your sword or your bow. In other words, he said, I'm going to do it. And he did do it. And I gave you a land on which you had not labored, cities in which you had not built, and you have lived in them, and you are eating of their vineyards and the olive groves which you did not plant. Didn't Jesus said that? He said, you'll reap a harvest in a field that you did not sow in. And what does he say? He goes on to say, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And that's what we started with when we started this word about the fear of the Lord. And I want to close out. I am going to stop today on this word, because I feel like that pretty much gives you the concept. I could break down every little thing in there and give you more revelation. And you can too. Go study on your own. Go get it. But this is a whole thing where God wants to do this for you. Your job and my job is therefore to fear the Lord and serve him with sincerity and truth. Remember we did the feast. It talks about in 1 Corinthians 5, the feast. We do it in sincerity and truth, not in legalism. And we're coming out of this feast season, heading toward Shavuot, toward Pentecost. We're counting the Omer. We're thanking the Lord for the blessing, everything, every day. The Omer speaks of the harvest that you received in this past season. Every day when you give to the Lord your life, your time, your finances, your tithing, whatever you're giving, your first fruits, give thanks for them. And as you do, you're moving toward the next harvest, which is the wheat harvest, right? You had the barley first, then we moved toward the wheat harvest. And so the Lord is doing this, which you serve beyond the river. He said, don't go after those gods. Don't go back to the things of the past. So get this, guys, women, ladies and gentlemen. We are in a place where the Lord said, I'm sending my angel to help you. You do not have to fight this fight alone. The Lord is your warrior. He'll go before you. The battle belongs to him. It doesn't belong to you. Now, there is coming a day when you start getting the land that you're going to drive them out. But right now, we're in a moment, I believe, the Lord is saying he's going to drive them out. You don't need to get ahead of God. Like I said, you'll get into confusion if you do. Don't get ahead of God. If you're in confusion, that means you're ahead of God. Back up. Let him fight some fights for you. Then when you start taking some territory, you start having some fruit, that's what he said, you'll be fruitful. And then you'll take possession. That's what he says. Be fruitful and then take possession. As you're starting to see some fruitfulness in your life, then you're going to start taking possession of the land. So here's the promise. This is the goodness of God, that he so loves us. He doesn't want us to have to fight this fight by ourselves. He wants to be a partner with us in this battle. Your responsibility, fear God. Serve him with sincerity and truth. Put away gods. Gods of the land, the gods of the culture, and start serving him with all your heart. Father, I pray for everybody's heard this word this week. Thank you, Lord, first of all, for sending your angel, sending your help to drive back the enemy of our soul, to drive back the enemy that has held on to what you said we could have, our families, our resources, Lord, their cities, our nations, Lord, you are fighting for us. Let us not get ahead of you. Let us enter in properly in protocol and sequence of what you have for us. We thank you for that today. In the name of Yeshua, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Come back tomorrow. In the name of Yeshua. Well, thanks for listening each and every day here on our daily podcast here from Christian Center Shreveport. Don't forget our website. Just add the .com to Christian Center Shreveport. Also our app. Don't forget, we're counting the Omer. We're receiving first fruit offerings. We're going to count them. Each time they come in, we're thanking the Lord, and we're going to be praying over them. So that by the time of Pentecost, we're going to see another harvest of everything that you've sown in this time. If you'd like to, go to our app. You can give there. There's a first fruit offering drop down. Just give there, or you can go to our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.